Welcome to my podcast, Tricks of the Trademark. This is Eric Pelton with another podcast episode in which I share advice and experience based on my 20 years of working with clients around the world to protect and strengthen their brands. In my practice, working with clients day in, day out to protect trademarks, build bold brands, I am online nonstop. And there are a few key tools that I come back to over and over again, essentially every day or multiple times a day. And I wanted to just share those with you quickly because they're useful whether you're a trademark owner, someone thinking about protecting your trademarks, a trademark attorney, a student in the field of trademarks, or just interested in learning more about trademarks and trademark protection. So first of all, of course, it's the USPTO's website, which is www.uspto.gov. When I say PTO, I mean Patent and Trademark Office, which is the federal government agency that handles trademark registrations and applications. Within the USPTO's website, there are many, many useful pages. One is called TSDR. That's for checking the current status and document history for any registration or application. One is the ID manual, which helps create acceptable descriptions of goods and services. One USPTO page, extremely useful, is what we use to search for conflicts all the time, called TESS, or the Trademarks Electronic Search System. And that is a complicated Boolean search database, but it is extremely useful once you know how to use it. Another tool online provided by the USPTO is the Official Gazette, which is where recently approved applications are published in the public record. And finally, one last tool from the USPTO that's very useful is the TMEP, or Trademark Manual of Examination Procedure, which provides sort of regulations and rules and cases about all of the different substantive and procedural issues related to trademark applications. It is not the law itself. It is not a government regulation, but it is a government manual that is extremely useful. Unfortunately, most of these USPTO webpages are not mobile friendly and they're not available at this time on an app. And that's something that I've been pushing and lobbying the USPTO to change. The systems are, many of them were built many, many years ago. And so upgrading them for the current mobile environment is difficult and cumbersome and expensive, but hopefully we'll get there someday soon. Another useful resource, of course, is just your basic search engine, whether it's Google or Bing or something else, is searching for clients, searching for competitors, searching for other potential infringements or other potential conflicts of a new name. Search engines, we use them all the time. A great free website is called timeanddate.com. This website has all kinds of calendar tools on it. It will tell you about time zones. It will help you calculate if I needed to know a deadline that was 6 months from last Friday. You can put in last Friday and add 6 months, and it will tell you the exact deadline. So you can dock it and calendar it. It has all, you can subtract dates from it. So it has all kinds of great tools related to dates and calendars and time. A tool that I use all the time to help create evidence of use to submit to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, whether it's with an application or with a renewal, it's called Fireshot. I believe there's a free version and a paid version. It's a browser extension that works with all the leading browsers, and it helps take a snapshot of a web page or a snapshot of your screen to be able to save it in different formats and put a title on it and put the date on it. A very useful tool in creating evidence in a lot of different trademark scenarios. Again, that's called Fireshot. And finally, I would be remiss if I didn't tell you about the one that I've built, which is called SoftTMware, SoftTMware, at softtmware.com. There you can create a secure cloud-based account to monitor any applications or registrations, whether they're yours or competitors or they're just interesting, or whether they're potentially blocking your applications. And you can monitor the status there, and it will email you updates when status changes and things like that. Those are some of my favorite resources for working in the field of trademarks. If you think I missed a resource, let me know. Send me an email. Maybe I'll do a follow-up podcast with part two. I'd love to hear what your favorite trademark resources are. You've been listening to Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. I've been making trademarks bloom since 1999. For more information about my trademark services, visit my website at ericpelton.com. Thanks for listening.